Publisher's Word, Unraveling the Attempt on Trump's Life. Texas Border Business. Nearly 2 weeks after the traumatic assassination attempt on former President Donald J. Trump, a clearer picture of the events leading up to and during the incident is beginning to emerge. The assailant, Thomas Matthew Crooks, according to authorities, acted alone and was fatally shot seconds after opening fire. Many questions, especially Crooks' motives, remain unanswered as investigations continue. Here's a look at what we know based on recent testimonies from law enforcement officials to Congress. Thomas Matthew Crooks meticulously planned his attack between July 6 and July 13, 2024. On July 3, the Trump campaign announced a rally in Butler, Pennsylvania, set for July 13. This event soon became the focal point of Crooks' plans. He began his preparations by searching online for upcoming events involving former President Trump and the Democratic National Committee. This reconnaissance marked the beginning of his on-site preparations. On the morning of July 13, Crooks made several calculated moves. He returned to the rally site, spending around 70 minutes there for his second visit. In the afternoon, he purchased 50 rounds of ammunition for his rifle, which he had legally acquired from his father. Crooks surveyed the rally site using a drone to fine-tune his attack plan. Despite being identified by a local law enforcement sniper as suspicious, he was not reported immediately, allowing the rally to proceed. Law enforcement officers photographed Crooks arriving at the rally site on a bicycle, carrying a rangefinder. Despite alerts from the Pennsylvania State Police, Crooks remained at large. At 6:02 p.m., former President Trump took the stage, unaware of the impending danger. Immediately after, Secret Service agents were alerted to an issue at the 3 o'clock position. Crooks had climbed onto the roof of the AGR building. Onlookers posted information and videos when they noticed Crooks on the roof, alerting law enforcement. Secret Service snipers were notified about Crooks' position, and he was deemed a threat just before the gunfire started. At approximately 6:11 p.m., Crooks opened fire. Trump, noticing blood, quickly dropped to the ground. Crooks fired 8 rounds before being neutralized by a counter-sniper's single shot. Secret Service agents rushed onto the stage to shield Trump. Investigators recovered 3 crude explosive devices capable of remote detonation, as well as a detonation device on Crooks' body. The FBI and Pennsylvania State Police are conducting a joint investigation, and the Secret Service plans to issue a report in about 60 days. The Department of Homeland Security Inspector General's office also investigates the Secret Service's security procedures. The FBI continues to investigate the shooting incident at the July 13 rally in Butler, Pennsylvania, as an assassination attempt on former President Donald J. Trump and as potential domestic terrorism. Speaker Mike Johnson and leader Hakeem Jeffries have announced the members of the bipartisan House task force that will investigate the attempted assassination of Donald Trump. "We have the utmost confidence in this bipartisan group of qualified members of Congress to swiftly uncover the facts, ensure accountability, and prevent future failures," said Johnson and Jeffries. The task force includes members from both parties with backgrounds in law enforcement, military, and judiciary committees, ensuring a thorough investigation. The task force is empowered with the full investigative authority of the House of Representatives, including subpoena power. It aims to understand what went wrong, ensure accountability, and prevent future failures, recommending reforms for relevant agencies and necessary legislation to implement these reforms. For the full, in-depth story of the assassination attempt, we invite you to explore this issue further inside our publication.